Hello?
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm with Public Opinion Research. It's a research about Phoenix. Are you a registered voter in Phoenix?
I am.
Okay. Would you like to participate in this survey? It only takes about 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Let's continue here. Give me a second here. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you
Yes.
probably vote? You said certain?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next question. What is the year you were born?
86.
86. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated, somewhat motivated, very motivated, or extremely motivated?
Let's say extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do they feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I would say wrong track.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And you also have the other two options would be that you never heard of that person or you don't know that person.
Okay.
So first person, it would be Kate Gallego. Do you know that person? Have you heard that person's name
yeah.
before?
Yeah,
is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I would say favorable.
Okay, and would that be very or somewhat?
I would say somewhat.
Thank you. Next person, Carlos Galindo Alvira.
Never heard of this person.
I'm sorry?
Haven't heard of him.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Next person, Anna Hernandez.
Anna Hernandez.
Yes, Anna Hernandez.
She's a senator, correct?
Yes.
I'm not very familiar with her.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones?
Also not familiar.
Okay, and last person here, Katie Hobbs.
I've heard, Katie Hobbs, governor. I would say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Moving on. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
It's hard to say because I'm not too familiar with like the ins and outs of everything they do.
Okay.
So is there like a neutral sort of opinion?
Know or neutral.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Now moving on, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look further into them.
Okay.
But if I had to, like, without knowing, if I just had to pick, I would pick the woman.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some facts and data on some of the candidates here tonight.
Okay.
But let me just ask you this one here, which I think is the same one. Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. So I'm going to go down the list, and you can pick one of those and tell me which one's the most important to you. First one says jobs and economic development. Then we have housing costs. Then we have street and road maintenance. Then we have climate change and excessive heat. And then we have public transportation, then homelessness, then crime, then racial equity. And then the last one would be water quality and supply.
Housing would be at the top.
Thank you. Now, let me read to you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether that statement would make you, would be, in your opinion, is very convincing, is somewhat convincing, is a little convincing, or not convincing at all. Okay? For you, in your opinion. First statement says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Now you got to tell me if that statement sounds very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing.
It sounds convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next statement. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. What about that statement?
Not very convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
I mean, that sounds really good, but I'd like to say it's somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. And last statement here. Marcelino believes that everybody should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
That also would be a great idea. I would say somewhat convincing.
Thank you. You've been very kind with us for staying on the line. Moving out. Sorry, moving on. Now, let me read to you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, the same thing, okay? So, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Does that sound very convincing?
Not very
convincing.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Not at all convincing?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Thank you. Next statement. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
I would say Barry.
Thank you. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. And now, after hearing more information about those two candidates for Phoenix City Council, if the elections were held today, for whom would you vote? Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones?
I mean, they both sound really good. I like them both. But because women's rights, as far as like, you know, abortion and all of that, that's really important to me. So I would vote for Ana.
Thank
Only
you so
because
much.
Marcelino did not note that at all.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
So I'm registered as a Democrat, but as of late, I've become more of an Independent.
I see. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican? Well, they want to know if you lean more towards Republicans or Democrats. Or you don't?
Democrats.
Thank you. Now, thinking of political terms, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal person, a moderate, or a conservative?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I finished 2 master's degrees. So what is that considered, post-secondary?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. And now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with parents or friends?
So we sort of, I would say we own.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Claudia. C-L-A-U-D-I-A.
Thank you so much, Claudia. This concludes our survey. We thank you very much for your participation. Okay, have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.